Now, it's time for our usual slot here on Tuesday's Kilkenny Today here with David Moore, editor of Astronomy Ireland. David, how are you?
Fantastic on an incredible week coming up.
Okay. Now, all I'm seeing here at the moment here is it's all about eclipses this week, and it's all about the moon. So let's have it. Well, okay, so we've an eclipse on, we've a total eclipse of the moon this Friday.
Absolutely, yes.
Tell us
and
more.
Then, as if that wasn't enough, in March, we've got a very deep partial eclipse of the sun on the last Saturday of this month. So two eclipses in one month. I can't remember that happening before. So it's definitely eclipse month. We've got an eclipse special magazine. You can get it on our website now. As soon as you join, the article is actually emailed to you instantly, and a paper copy will appear in the post a few days later.
Yes. Now, okay, so tell us about...
We want to talk about this week's one.
Tell us about the one on Friday now. So tell us all about that. What are people liable to see? Obviously, with it not being cloudy or anything like that.
Yeah, because in 2 weeks' time, we can cover the solar eclipse, which needs a bit of safety advice. But back to this Friday morning, and I do say morning, the only problem with it, you're going to have to get up early. So the first bite of the moon, when the moon starts to enter the Earth's shadow, gets taken out of it at 5:09 in the morning. Now, some people will be getting up that early for school or work. And if not, maybe just get up an hour or two earlier than normal. Go to bed an hour or two earlier on the Thursday and be ready for it, because we don't get total eclipses of the moon very often. In fact, often it's cloudy anyway. So in Ireland, we get to see them very rarely. And if there's some cloud around, don't worry too much. It lasts for several hours. So if it's just a break in the cloud, you're looking at the full moon being eclipsed, and there's nothing brighter than the full moon. So if you're going to see anything through a break in the clouds, it's going to be the moon. So at 9:05, the moon is fairly high in the southwest, but it's going down. And also as the hours whittle by, the twilight will grow from the sun rising in the opposite part of the sky. So there's going to be a trade-off. As the eclipse gets deeper, the sky gets brighter and the moon goes down. So probably the 5 a.m. to 5:30 half hour, if you like, that's going to be as good as the last half hour when the moon is totally eclipsed, because by then, around the just before 7 o'clock mark, the moon will be very low and the sky will be bright. The sun will have just about risen. So I'm going to be watching from before 5 o'clock, because even before 5:09, you can see the edge of the moon start to dim as it approaches the Earth's shadow. If you were standing on that part of the moon, you'd actually see the sun almost totally covered by the Earth. It'd be a deep partial eclipse of the sun as seen from the moon. And believe it or not, there's actually a spacecraft, only the second ever spacecraft launched privately, sitting on the moon waiting to photograph this eclipse. So it's going to be a very special eclipse indeed for all those reasons.
Oh, wow. So there's actually a craft sitting on the moon to do this?
Yeah, Firefly Aerospace's Blue Ghost is the name of the craft. It's the second private mission to soft land on the moon. We covered the previous one in past magazines.
Mm-hmm.
And it touched down on Mare Crisium. You don't know Mare Crisium. When you see a full moon, that's the big splodge. It's roughly circular in the upper right-hand corner, if you like, of the moon. And it only lasts one lunar day, which is 14 Earth days. And part of it, when it needs its batteries, will be when all sunlight is cut off from its solar panels for about an hour during this eclipse. So they plan to make use of that particular fact. It's got lots of NASA paid-for missions on board, but it was launched privately by Firefly Aerospace. And this is a thing we're going to see increasingly happen as the sort of government bodies divest a lot of space exploration to the private sector.
And how long is this craft, how long has it been there? When did it arrive on the moon? Do we know that?
I think, it was a few days ago. I was watching Mission Control online live one day last week, if I remember correctly. I've lost track of the exact date. I'm going to guess Thursday.
Okay, so it's relatively in days ago it arrived on the moon.
It's a very short-lived mission because it needs solar panels. It has batteries it can charge, but they wouldn't last long enough to get through a lunar night. And the moon only rotates once every month, once a month, once every 30 days. whereas the Earth's every 24 hours. So it wouldn't last long enough for the batteries to keep it going until the sun rose again 14 days later. So they deliberately plan to land and then use the sunlight for 14 Earth days. And after that, it's expected to basically freeze to death. But 14 days on the moon, you can do a lot of science in that particular period.
Wow. Wow. And just back to weather here. When you're looking at these eclipses, I assume you monitor the weather for Friday. What's it looking like on Friday from your point of view, from where you are?
We do monitor the weather, but I always ignore it anyway. So even if there's another storm, Eowyn forecast, I'll be out watching. And I do remember one eclipse. It was raining on me. I passed a couple of hours, I think the eclipse lasted for that time, by ringing friends and standing in the rain with an umbrella. And at one stage during a conversation, so I said, I've got to go, because a brightening started to appear in the clouds. Had the camera ready, got a few spots of rain on the camera. The clouds broke for just a few seconds. I got my snaps, and then it clouded in. If I hadn't have been, even if I'd been going in every 5 or 10 minutes, I probably would have missed that break in the clouds. So the moral of the tale is keep checking the sky from 5:09 until sunrise, looking over in the west for the moon being eclipsed. Hopefully we'll have gloriously clear skies across the entire 32 counties. Mm. But, you know, we've had other occasions when there's been dreadful weather. And I remember one group in Carlow got a break in the clouds and their pictures were published in the magazine, which is the other thing to remind people. We want to publish the Irish pictures.
Yes.
This eclipse will be better seen from the Americas. But in Ireland, we want the Irish pictures. The rest will be all over the internet.
And just remind people where to send them.
Special report.
Remind people where to send the pictures.
Go to our website, astronomy.ie. We'll repeat that at the end. You'll need to contact us. There's a section there where it's in your magazine pictures rather than queries about membership or telescopes or anything else. And astronomy.ie is all you've got to remember for now. And you can photograph an eclipse of the moon on your camera phone. Some people even try to photograph it through their binoculars, especially if you prop the binoculars up on a wall or a car or something like that, and then gently hold your camera phone where your eye goes, you'll get 10 times closer. A little trick not many people know.
Now, I noticed that you say here as well that eclipses have gave us the world that we live in today. Explain.
Yeah, so we've got articles about the eclipses themselves, both of them, in the March issue of the magazine. That we've got lots more details. But one thing we didn't put in this magazine, because we've covered it before, are all the eclipses that have changed history. So if you remember your history of the Peloponnesian Wars in 413 BC, I'm sure everybody remembers that well. Well, there was an eclipse, and an attacking armada were superstitious about this eclipse, and they decided to turn around and run away, but the defending forces attacked them. And this was a major defeat for the then Greek Empire, which never recovered and fell as a result of that eclipse. If that eclipse hadn't happened, history would have been very different. You and I could have been speaking Greek right now. Mm-hmm. The same thing happened with the Roman Empire. It had retreated to Constantinople, now Istanbul in Turkey, and the last bastion was Constantinople, which was considered impregnable by outside forces. But there was a superstition that if the moon turned red, it would result in the fall of the city. Duly, there was an eclipse of the moon. The moon turned red, and 7 days later, Constantinople fell. And that was the end. It had been done to decline, but that was the end of the Roman Empire.
Now,
Columbus used an eclipse in 1504 to get back from the Americas.
And he would have died if he did not.
Yeah, he needed provisions. The locals in Jamaica, now Jamaica, they've got fed up with him, basically. But he told them their Christian God wasn't happy with this, and he'd send a sign in the skies, and the moon, he knew the moon was going to be eclipsed. He had an almanac, and it duly happened, and he had no problems with the natives after that. Got everything you want, the rest is history, as they say.
Now,
that was 1504.
Yeah, and then, of course, the Middle East can't be left out either, because Lawrence of Arabia was involved in one in 1917.
Yeah, I'm not a huge history expert, but I love learning bits of history from astronomy. And, of course, the Middle East problem, the Nation of Israel set up in the 1940s. But before that, during the First World War, the British wanted to keep the Turks out of the First World War. So they were helping the Arabs to cause trouble on the east side, if you like, of what was then the end of the Byzantium Empire. And so they sent people like T.E. Lawrence, famous in the movie Lawrence of Arabia, brilliant movie, well worth watching. Mm. And he knew there was an eclipse coming, and there was a port on the Red Sea called Aqaba. That was a really strategic port, but it had desert all around it. So if you tried to attack it, the defenders would just pick you off, and it was reckoned to be unassailable. But he knew there was an eclipse coming. The Turks were still superstitious in 1917. They were shooting their guns at the moon to try and do something about the eclipse. And he swept in with 500 relatively untrained Arab soldiers and took the port at Aqaba, a major victory on that side of the First World War. He became very popular with the Arabs as a result. The British and French made lots of promises, and we all know what's happened in the Middle East ever since then. It's still a hot spot over 100 years later. And if it hadn't been for that eclipse, history would have been very different as well.
Yeah, and then, of course, the famous Albert Einstein, he can't be left out either, because he also was made famous by an eclipse in 1919. Yeah.
This is a fantastic story, and there's other things happening with Venus and Mars, and it links to a solar eclipse. So I'm going to suggest we keep people on tenterhooks and tell them the story of Albert Einstein, the real story of Albert Einstein, in 2 weeks' time, when we're giving people the details of the solar eclipse at the end.
Okay, that's exactly what we'll do. It's like exactly what we'll do. Keep it so you know. Just stay tuned, because that's going to be a very interesting story when we get to that for the solar eclipse of the sun. Now, David, I wanted to bring your attention to I wanted to bring your attention to
the Museum
of the Moon here in Kilkenny, in St. Canice's Cathedral. It's on for 3 weeks now, going on for 3 weeks. You've seen one of these before. You've seen one of them before, haven't you?
I haven't actually been physically to it myself, but it's been touring the world. I think it's done 30 countries to date, and I've read all about it, especially when it was over in the UK. One of the most popular exhibits the National Museum had over there, with 2 million visitors. And I didn't know until you emailed me the article today that it was here in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, they didn't inform the world's most popular astronomy society that it was coming to town. We'll certainly be promoting it now on our social media, and I'd recommend people get down to it. 20 million people, I think, have seen this all around the world so far. So everybody in Ireland should certainly head towards St. Canice's Cathedral and see this huge 3-meter-wide moon with actual NASA images projecting onto it. So it's a real representation of the moon that's going to be involved in these two eclipses that
yeah.
you can see in the sky this evening.
And they're also going to have a range of it's on for 3 weeks in a thing. I'm just getting the actual dates here. I'm getting the dates here.
Starting yesterday, wasn't it?
It started yesterday, St. Canice's, and I know that the mayor of Kilkenny is holding a ball there on Sunday night. He's holding a ball there for St. Patrick's weekend. It's a breathtaking installation by the artist Luc Jeram. It's, as you say, it started yesterday and it's on for 3 weeks, and there's a schedule of events, basically, and they're all, they surround the moon in some form or other, and you can get tickets for it. The Nine Moons Ago, is on the 11th of March, from the unique storytelling minds of Moore Scale in association with St. Canice's Cathedral comes the world premiere of The Nine Moons of Ago, a special theatrical experience for 3 nights only this March. Then, what else have they got? They have Sharon Shannon is going to be playing there. She's playing there on the 14th of March. That's Friday. Witness Sharon Shannon show like no other. She performs under the spectacular Museum of the Moon at St. Canice's Cathedral. David, this is a chance for you to come to Kilkenny now over the next couple of weeks, rather.
Absolutely.
To come and see him.
And we've already got lots of events scheduled for this eclipse, and another magazine to get out, our April issue during that period. But I'll be making the time to get down there, if at all possible. I have to actually have an excuse to head in that direction 2 days before the eclipse that I can't really talk about at the moment.
Right.
But I'd recommend everyone in County Kilkenny has to go. This has come to Ireland. Everybody else in the country needs to search Museum of the Moon online and get there yourself. Make it a trip to Kilkenny. I've been to Kilkenny loads of times. Talks in schools all over Kilkenny in the past as well. great city to visit.
Okay, we'll have to leave it there. We're over time here.
And don't forget, Eugene, Venus, closest to Mercury tonight and tomorrow, and this is the last week. Next week, you won't be able to see it. It's gone after all these months.
Okay.
That's a huge story apart from the eclipse.
So you can see everything on astronomy.ie, and that was David Moore, who's editor of Astronomy Ireland. David, thank you very much indeed for joining me on Kilkenny Today. That brings us to the end of this evening's programme.